Hello?
Oh, hi, Hello? Hector. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good, Tina. How are you?
Good. I saw you tried to log on this morning to retrieve the new lead that came through the dashboard.
Yeah, so, but, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was a lady in Beaver Creek that said that she needed service every 2 weeks, mowing, weed whacking, and weed pulling. So the only thing is that I can't retrieve the lead information as far as her address and phone number to you until the past due balance is taken care of. So we're still having trouble processing the payment.
Yeah, and you guys, like I talked to you the other day, I'm not going to have the car available until next week.
Oh, okay. I wonder if that was me, because I don't see a note in here. Maybe you spoke to another company or something, but I don't see that.
No, I don't have a company, a local special company that I have.
Okay, so you were just waiting on a new card for next week?
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, Local Splash, it was okay from the beginning, and I mean, and I just wasn't really happy with the process, the way that the new website was done, and then with the Facebook thingy, I'm just not really happy with it. I haven't been happy with it since the Facebook came on. It's just
okay.
pain in the neck to try to deal with two Facebook accounts, and you know, it's just not. It's not working the way that was promised to me. And the ads, I never see any ads running. And it took you guys like 2 or 3 months to get that figured out. So, but Local Splash kept charging me $249. And I wasn't getting that delivery, since I started making the payment. So therefore, I'm kind of hesitating to moving forward with Local Splash, because if it wasn't one thing, it was another, and then Leah or something like that was supposed to fix things out right away. It took like, you know, a couple of months to get things up and running to get another Facebook page going. So therefore,
okay.
In reality, I mean, I didn't really receive what I was promised.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of hesitating to move forward with Local Splash right now. And if that lead came, you know, if I'm not going to get it, I'm not going to get it. Plain simple. It's just, it is what it is. But, until we figure this out, because, you know, I paid you guys from the beginning and all the stuff. I paid all the stuff that you guys promised, that you guys asked, but I didn't really receive exactly what I was promised.
Okay. So I want to, and thank you for relaying all of that to me, Hector. I really see where you're coming from. I want to give you some options because it looks like somehow or another between last month and this month, they took the Facebook ads off, which is why your past due amount is only $149. So I'm looking at the tracking, and it is showing me that in the time that you had been with us, your company had been found on the Facebook ads 3,965 times, and you had 61 clicks to your page. So somehow or another, whatever initial hiccups that you had with the Facebook page, that all had been corrected since I see that there's current tracking on the dashboard now. Okay. Now, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 10th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So we're at the point now where we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're only past due for $149. Because come September 10th, it would be past due for $298. That will continue to reoccur until we get this settled. So in addition to the tracking that I see for the Facebook, had you ever been on the dashboard to see the results that you are getting by chance?
I have no access to it, and I haven't got access to it. I mean, I just managed, like a month ago, to figure out how to get a thing going or how to open it, and you know.
Okay. But I'm going to screenshot this and send it to you so that you can see it, because this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been seen on the first page of Google 2,898 times, and you've had 94 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you've probably gotten a lot of solid work out of this, Hector, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah, I do, actually. As a matter of fact, I do.
Okay.
They word of mouth. Yesterday I went to see a couple customers, and two of them was from ThumbTag. And a couple of them were from word of mouth for current customers that we have been working with for over the years. So,
if you get a lot of word of mouth and you're getting some jobs off of Thumbtack, but if those people looked you up on Google first prior to calling you, what could be happening is our program is assisting you in getting those jobs. Because I had a man call me the other day, and he said, Tina, can you help me open the lead on my dashboard? I can't read it. And I said, of course. So that lead said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. And the client was so puzzled because he said, you know what? I didn't get that lead off of Google. I got it off of, I guess he was using a program called Angie Leads. He said, I got it off of Angie Leads. And I told him, well, guess what they did after you went out and you bid on that work? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website, a current Facebook page, he was up on 46 directories, including Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Super Pages, all of that helped him in solidifying and getting the job. And I think that must be the case with you, since you're getting tons of tracking from your dashboard, from your Google listing. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's fine. That doesn't really matter. So moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting with the 149, I get what you're saying. You know, people look me up here and there and all that stuff. That's the way people or customers look for professionals. Moving forward,
right.
What am I getting for the 149?
Okay, so the 149 package includes your first page listing on Google, the first page listing on Bing, all of the popular directories in your area, and it shows that you're on 46 of them. You get the mobile optimization, meaning that Greenbee Landscape Maintenance comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And you get the website and the hosting. So the greenbeelandscapemaintenance.com, that's the site that we built for you. So all of that stays active for the 149 package.
Okay.
Have you seen the site that we built you?
You know, I haven't really seen that website yet.
Oh, my goodness. It's really cute. I love your logo. I don't know if you sent that over or if we created it, but I'm going to send you a text so that you can look at it. So it's got the little green bee with a mower on it. I'm pretty sure that that's probably your logo, but I just sent you a link. Yeah, I love it. It's so cute. So I sent that over on a text so that you can see the website that we built for you. Typically, just to let you know, this isn't a splash page website. This is a custom web design. Typically, we charge $2,500 up front to make this site, plus $49 a month for the hosting. But somehow or another, they got this included for you at no additional cost.
Okay. You know, and also another thing with this website, I do not like the pictures that are like the papers. To me,
we could change that. Yeah, any revisions that you make, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So this cover photo, you don't like it because it shows more of the pavers and less of the landscaping, right?
No. There's another one that says down there, landscape designs in natural stones.
I see that. Okay.
To me, as a customer, that doesn't really look as a finished project to be put on a professional website.
Okay. So
if you go on my original Facebook page, you will see that, you know, that I have other pictures that I could help that view, help that actually put out like a professional pictures that they look finished in something that customers like, oh, I like that project. I like that design.
Okay.
But right now, I mean, I could reply to you with a picture of what I'm talking about, and you'll see a difference. I don't know how that picture got there, but professionally, that's not what I want to see if I'll be a customer.
Of course. Okay, so I'm putting that in the notes. Client doesn't like the landscape design picture, but has better examples on his Facebook page. You could also send that one over to photos@localsplash.com just so that we're on the same page. So once that image replaced.
This is the third time that I have talked to you guys about it, and it hasn't been done. So that's why I kind of gave up on that website, because it can be heard or can be changed. So that's okay. I'll just continue. I've been doing some promotion on my side with my original Facebook page, and there I have seen changes, and I have seen the difference between that and there, because if you find me at Greenby Landscape LCB 9900, you'll see the difference of pictures and all that stuff. But you know, that's something that you guys couldn't ever able to get into or manage. So, moving forward, I want a better pictures on that website, more professional pictures, like actually looks more finished. I can't remember how that picture got there.
You know what I would suggest, actually, Hector, is I obviously can't show it to you now because you can't get on the dashboard with a past due balance. But next week, when you have the new card and we take care of that, I can show you how to go on the dashboard and upload images directly from the dashboard. And that's the best way to do it, because anything that you upload there is automatically sent to the technicians and put on your website within 1 to 3 business days. So if you prefer to do it the old-fashioned way and just send it to the email, you can do that if it's easier, right? But sometimes
I have a personal card that I could use and pay that balance and go from there.
Oh, then I can show you right now. Okay, that'd be perfect, because I think that's going to be beneficial, just so that your expectations aren't lost in the translation, right? Because you're being very specific as to what you want. But if you go on the dashboard, you can actually upload images and you can rearrange them, and I'll show you how to do that. So question. For that personal card, is it still the same billing address on Quail Grove Circle?
Yes, the same one.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4802-0998-4522-9925.
Okay, expiration?
827.
And the code on the back?
791.
Okay. So I will get your authorization and you will be good to go. And then once this processes, I want to go and show you the dashboard. So just give me a second. And then you'll get that new lead too, which is great. So, okay. So I got the green light for you. So you're all good there. So if you would try to log on again, it'll say my.localsplash.com.
Is there like a site that I had to download or something, or I just had to, local splash thing?
Yeah, there isn't a site to download or an app or anything, so you just have to kind of bookmark that, my.localsplash.com. And then the username, let me check.
Should be Hector.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably the beginning of your email. So B Hector MS, and then the password. You probably have it there, but let me see. Oh, the password, you reset it. So it should be something that you created. If you don't remember what it is, I can reset a temporary password for you.
Yeah, this is because it's not letting me go through.
Okay, so let me set you a temporary password. Okay. So I just did that, and I'm going to send you a fresh login so that you have it. You might be able to just use the page that you're on and put and plug in the temporary password, which is S as in Sam, E as in Edward, M as in Michael, social, S-O-C-I-A-L. So there's no space in between. It's just all together. Mm-hmm. And then once you get in and you see that dashboard where it says Local Splash Advanced Reporting, let me know, and then I'll tell you how to get to the updates page.
Okay.
Okay. So now, first off, if you look at the tabs at the top, home, leads, website, if you click on the leads tab, that's where you'll see the address of that lady that wants the service. She's on, is it Llewellyn Road? And she put her phone number and her email, and that's a fresh lead that just came in yesterday. So if you call her, you'd probably still get that job. But at the top, the very last tab says business info. Do you see that where it says home, leads, website, listings? If you keep going mm-hmm. to the very last tab and click on business info.
Home, website, Google Ads, review, post, business info. Okay.
Business info. Mm-hmm. Now, once you click on that, this is the page where you can make updates. So if you scroll through any of these sections and you see a little pen icon coming up at the right, those are sections that you can just click on. And you can update here through your dashboard. There will be certain sections like through keywords where if you hover over it, you'll get a red circle with a line through it. You can still update the keywords. You just have to call in to do it rather than doing it automatically because there's some sections that if you update it, it might hurt your rankings. So those are the mm-hmm. ones that are blocked out. But if you go all the way to the bottom, Hector, here is the library of those pictures, okay? So you can click on them. You can rearrange them. You can add more photos here. So like I said, this is the fastest way to make updates. So to be very specific, are there any pictures that you see on here now that would be more appropriate for the landscape design, or is that something that you'd like to add? Because I see that picture with the pavement walkway here.
Yeah, so I'm trying to go into it now. Covered photo, business photo. So, you know. So that picture right there, the one I'm talking to you about, is not. I want that picture gone. Those pictures gone.
Okay.
And there's down the lower other pictures that can be actually put as a cover for the natural stones. There's one good picture with step going up with a natural stone that can actually go on that. There's some other pictures here with fireworks. That's all.
Can you do me a favor then? Can you hover over the pictures that you want removed, and you can see there's going to be a little hand on the left and a little trash icon right. So you can just click on the trash icon and you can remove them. Because that way I don't accidentally remove the wrong ones. You know what I mean? You can go in and you can remove the ones that you don't want, and then you can add the ones. But the one that you want replaced for the landscape design, I'm still trying to find it per your description. So you said it was some stones going up. Was it the one with the little plants next to it?
Yeah, those are more like natural stones.
Oh, that's, and then there's a house in the background, right? And some bamboo on the left?
Correct.
Okay, I see it. Okay.
As a customer, see, that's what I'm talking about. See, you as a professional should be able to see those little details and not rush over just some random pictures that the customers, you know, are quicker to judge that how can a professional company is putting that kind of pictures in there that can even, you know, that doesn't describe, that doesn't match to the description of the project or the service that they're offering.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy that we're talking, because somehow it could have gotten lost in communication, but this is very specific, so I can actually send that over and they'll get that replaced today. And then, like I said, if you want to remove more photos on here or add some, you can do it directly through your dashboard. So
I'm going to add more pictures later, because I can't see that picture, the one that I want to remove. I can't see it here.
Oh, you can. Okay. I'll go ahead and hit the trash icon for you then, because I know which one we're talking about. I just didn't know if there were more. But the one that you have on the custom web design right now that shows the landscape design with the walkway of pavement, that one, like you said, doesn't look finished. So I'll take that one off. So I'll delete this image.
I mean, that's a question that I have for you. I mean, you as a customer, you think that's a finished product to put in there to represent your company?
So I typically, all I do is call out and collect failed payments, right? So if I see a website like this, it looks good to me. Like, I don't know, I'm not an expert in landscape design, you know what I mean? So I'll definitely have some words with that department and let them know to be more careful, you know what I mean, with each section and so on and so forth. But for me, if I saw that, I would think that it looks pretty good. Even if it's something that is being worked on, it's showing that there's some type of expertise involved in, you know, and get it. But like I said, I'm not the expert in the field. You know, all I do is collect the failed payments.
Okay.
So,
all right. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. All right. So have a great rest of your week, and we'll, you know, get this beefed up for you. And if you want further revisions, just feel free to do it through the dashboard or call me. Okay.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hector. Okay. Bye-bye.